Somebody shout hallelujah. Are you happy? Are you joyful? The sound of the trumpet is the sound of victory. So tonight, your victory is secured. Guaranteed. When you go out of any of those doors tonight, you are going into victory. And from victory to victory. Let them hear your amen. The sound of the trumpet, the sound of joy. Wow. The root of sorrow in your life had been cut off. Whatever it is that the enemy had been using to give you sorrow and sadness, the hand of God has uprooted it. In the name of Jesus. Your joy is full. Your joy is full. Your joy is full. If you know you're joyful, give the Lord a joyful shout. Joy. Hallelujah. I celebrate Pastor Shola. And my daughter Abigail. She looks like an archangel tonight. Please give her a big hand, please. If you don't clap for me, I will forgive you. If you don't clap for Pastor Shola, I'll forgive you. But if you don't clap for her, sit down, sit down, sit down. Come on, celebrate her. Clap, clap, celebrate. More grace to you. Greater strength. Greater favor. Health from head to toe. You will not be sick. You will not be weak. There is no room for cancer in your body. No room for stroke. No room for heart attack. In every fiber of your being, you will be vibrant. You and your husband, you will live long to enjoy the fruit of your labor. You see your children's children to the fourth generation. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. If pastor is looking good, and he is, it's because she is working. Come on, give them a hand. Please. I celebrate you. Thank you. You may be seated. Pastor Shola, thank you for inviting me again. It's a privilege and an honor. And I've thoroughly enjoyed myself. If we close the service now and going home, you are blessed already. Well, who is blessed? Bless, and the blessing shall be permanent. And church, I'd like you to help me thank Pastor Shola Oshumakede. Since the last time I came, I was not the national president of the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria. I didn't canvass. I didn't campaign. People canvassed. People campaigned. My hands were full. Issues, churches, outreaches, publishing house, the training institution, the university. My hands were full. But in Enugu, during a biennial conference, the National Advisory Council of the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria took a unanimous decision to elect me as the 7th national president for the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria. If you want to clap, go ahead and clap. Thank you. And Pastor Shola has stood strongly by me, counseling me. He's my counselor. Praying for me. And when I shared the vision of the new generation PFN, that according to Psalm 145, verse 4, that one generation shall praise their work unto another. It is time, God just lays on me, it's time for a shift. time for PFN to shift to the next generation. It was one of the few that I shared it with. He said, Daddy, we have been waiting for it. And it began to work assiduously. I want to thank you. Please give him a hand. Thank you. Thank you. I'm very grateful. That 18th of March, March 18, at Fountain of Life Church in Ugoju, they will gather themselves from all over the nation in thousands to be impacted and to be blessed. And he is the ringleader. Thank you. You may be seated. Let's begin. Our time is gone. I'll do my breath to make it brief. Just go quick. Just open your heart to the word. In Psalm 16, if we read from verse 8, Psalm 16, we'll read verses 8 to 11. Psalm 16. Thank you. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Somebody declares, I shall not be moved. Oh, I was punching my phone here, and it made life easy for me. Alright? I shall not be moved. You see, the focus that produces joy in the midst of whatever is going on in the world. Joy is not the absence of turbulence, or the absence of crisis, or the absence of challenges, or rejoicing even in the midst of it, because you know you are more than a conqueror. You know there is no storm that can overwhelm you. You don't focus on the storms. You don't focus on the challenges. You don't focus on the difficulties. You focus on the Lord. Because the joy we're talking about is not the joy, quote and unquote, produced by alcohol or produced by some silly things. It's the joy of the Lord. The joy that God gives, the joy that originates in God, that cannot be quenched by any challenge of life. And David was talking about it in verse 8. I'm still introducing my message. Psalm 16, verse 8 says, I have set the Lord always before me. That's the reason I'm joyful. That's the reason I'm not moved. That's the reason I'm not bothered. Because I know God before me, he sustains me, he gives me victory in all situations. He's at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Somebody speak it in faith. Say, I shall not be moved. Louder. 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 So why shouldn't I be joyful? I know head or tail, I win. No matter what happens, I'm more than a conqueror. I shall not be moved. Now look at it. Now actually, originally, this was a prophecy by David. David was a first class prophet. First class. Not just for the Old Testament, of all time. He was a man who saw tomorrow. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was David for you. And was talking about something that was yet to happen 1,000 years ahead. They looked at him that was pierced. That's David for you. For my vestment they cast lot. That's David for you. First class prophet. I should have moved. Now, look at this. It was prophesied actually by the Messiah. Verse 9. Look at this. The foundation of our joy. Okay. He said, because I said the Lord before me, therefore my heart is glad. My heart. Not my mind. My heart. And it spills over every part of me. My heart is glad. My glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. That's to say, because my heart is glad, that joy spills over every part of me. My glory, my brain, my mind, my flesh. Controlled by my heart. Because God has given me gladness in my heart. He's given me joy in my heart. We're talking of the joy of the Lord. Right? And it's because I said the Lord always before me. Now, let's go a little further. But then now, I'm saying to the subject, I'm coming back. For thou shalt not leave my soul in hell. Wow. Neither shall thou suffer that I will want to see corruption. That's the foundation that guarantees our joy for time and eternity. Jesus Christ died on the cross. Somebody say amen. Amen. Jesus Christ shed his precious blood. Somebody say amen. Amen. Jesus Christ gave up the ghost. Somebody say amen. Amen. And then they buried him in the tomb. Somebody say amen. Amen. And within those 3 days, he visited hell and took the keys from the devil. The devil used to have the keys of hell. He used to have it. He doesn't have it anymore. Because according to Hebrews chapter 2 verse 15, Jesus Christ, he destroyed him that had the power of death. Had, H-A-D. Oh, look at verse 14, I think. Okay, look at that. Verse 14. For as much as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part in the same, that through death he might destroy. Oh, someone say destroy. Destroy. Oh, come and say it now. Destroy. Don't be afraid, say it louder. Destroy him that had the part of death. Look at the word heart. Heart. So he used to have it. He had it in the past. Doesn't have it anymore. Because Jesus took over. Alright? He's under the power of death. That is the devil. Fantastic. Jesus didn't defeat the devil. Jesus didn't conquer the devil. Jesus didn't overcome the devil. Jesus destroyed. Listen to me. The day Jesus died, death died. So anybody that believes in Christ is free forever. The day Jesus died, the head of Satan was crushed. Jesus destroyed the devil. Now let it come out. The devil won't want you to say it. Because there is power in your word. But I want you to say it boldly. Say, Jesus destroyed the devil. Wow. That's a foundation of our joy. There is nothing the devil can do to steal your joy. No. Because Jesus Christ took care of that permanently. Go back to verse 10 of that beautiful prophecy of David, Psalm 16. It was talking about what Jesus Christ did, laying the foundation of eternal joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy now, somebody say now. Joy today, somebody say today. Joy tomorrow, somebody say tomorrow. Joy forever. Joy in this world, joy in the world to come. Come, somebody shout hallelujah. Look at it. For thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither shall thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption. He rose again, triumphant from the grave, victor of Calvary, conqueror of sin, conqueror of the devil, conqueror of the grave, conqueror of death, conqueror of hell. All the enemies that are arrayed against us, he vanquished them, and he gave us the victory. We couldn't fight the battle. We were no match. The enemy had been defeating everybody that from the time of Adam's fall. But he came, fought the battle, and gave us the victory. The man who fights the battle and wins the victory is the conqueror. The one who didn't go to battle, somebody went to battle for you. The battle you couldn't fight, he fought, won the victory, and handed the trophy to you. Then you are more than a conqueror. Oh, come and celebrate the king who died and rose again. That's the foundation on which we stand. The unshakable foundation of joy. The storms of life cannot shake it. The winds of life cannot shake it. The rain can fall, the wind can blow, the storm can come. We are standing Gilead on the rock because he paid the price and he rose triumphant. We celebrate the one who died. We celebrate the one who rose again. We celebrate the one who destroyed the devil. We celebrate the one who conquered sin. The one who conquered death. The one who conquered hell. The one who conquered the grave. The one who guaranteed eternal joy for us. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Minus that, you have no foundation for joy. Without Jesus, it will be from one sorrow to another, from one crisis to another. The devil will be playing you like ball. But in Christ, oh no, the enemy is finished. He is standing on the rock solid foundation of what Jesus Christ did. But thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither will I suffer that I will want to see corruption. Verse 11. He said, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Lift your right hand to heaven. Say, I receive today fullness of joy from the Lord. Declare, say, I am in the presence of the Lord. I receive fullness of joy now, 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 now. Can somebody say amen? When the people of the world are talking of joy, their joy is built on circumstances. I'm taking it gradually. Like I promise you, it won't be too long. I want to build it. You know, I've just increased the rate. I've received the raise in pay. They double my pay. Ooh, hooray. You know? Just build a house. Ooh, hooray. Just bought a new car. Hooray. My wife just delivered a set of twins. Wow. Joy. Based on circumstances. That doesn't last. Look at what David said again in Psalm 4 and verse 7. Psalm 4 verse 7. I want to show you, child of God, come rain, come shine, you have joy. Hello? Hello? Your bank account is loaded, you have joy. You've emptied your bank account on your project and you don't know where the next money is going to come, you have joy. Somebody say, I have joy. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and wine increased. More than the time they have pay rise. More than the can, than they got a new car. You have put gladness. My gladness, my joy is not built on circumstances. It's not built on what happens to me. It's built on the rock of ages. I'm connected with God. My focus is on God. I've set the Lord always before me. He's at my right hand. He has conquered death for me, conquered hell for me, conquered the grave for me. I'm connected with him for time and for eternity. He has put gladness in my heart more than in the time that they are corn and wine increase. So don't compare yourself with them in the world. They are not in your class. You are in the class of God. Hello? You have joy all of the time. Somebody say, I have joy. All the time. Louder, say, I have joy. All the time. But see, God wants us to go beyond joy. He wants our joy to be full. Many scriptures attest to that. And we're going to look at it in John 16, verse 24. It's been quoted here today. Jesus Christ said something. And, you know, some of you just read the scripture casually may say, oh, what about this? He said, hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Hitherto. What about the prayer we have prayed? Even today. Yesterday. He said, hitherto you have asked nothing. That's to say, compared with what I have in the storehouse of heaven, waiting to be claimed. What you have asked and received is nothing. There's just so much that you have. It's like you have not asked for anything. I want you to be audacious in your asking. Whatever you ask in my name, I'll give it to you. One translation of the scriptures interpreted as scripture. Ask anything my name. He said, if it is not in existence, I will create it for you. Pastor Oshima, can I go search it? I read it and I stopped. You know, that day I was kneeling down. I do that a lot. Kneel down, study the scripture to absorb it. I read it. Have my 24 translation of the scripture. I look at it. Even if it is not in existence, I'll create it. I jump up. Say, ha! The one who has power to create, he said, ask anything. If it's not in existence, I'll create it. Ha! He said, you know, though you have asked nothing, man, nothing. All that you have asked is nothing compared with what I want to give to you. The storehouse of heaven is so loaded. Anything you need from the womb to the tomb is available there just for the asking. And he said, ask and you shall receive. Be audacious in your asking. Be bold in your asking. Come to my presence. I'm your father. In my presence, you are not tolerated, you are celebrated. You are welcome anytime. Open your mouth wide and I will feed it. Psalm 81 verse 10. I'm the Lord your God that brought you out of Egypt. Psalm 81 verse 10. He said, who rescued you from doom in Egypt? Oh, give me King James' version, man. You know, I'm still old school. I've been preaching the gospel for 47 years. This is the 47th year. So, thank God for people like Nathan Ebasi, Pastor Shola Oshimakinde, that makes me feel young. That's why I said he's my counselor, he's my boss. You know, one day I was trying to punch my phone to get something. And one of my daughter was looking at me. She saw, I just got it then. One of my sons gave me, and I was struggling with it. She was smiling. I said, Joke, why are you smiling at me? You think I'm old school? Then she broke down and laughed. I said, I complained that you were smiling. Are you? You're not laughing. He said, Papa, you are not old school. You are ancient school. So there is something that is worse than being old school. So I started to team up with Shola and Nathaniel so they can teach me the things. So somebody won't be laughing at me and calling me in school. Praise the Lord. KJV, Psalm 81, verse 10. I'm the Lord thy God. Pastor Shola was saying that when God starts a statement or concludes it by saying, I'm the Lord, he's putting his feet down. I'm showing you who is in charge. I'm telling you who is on the throne. I'm telling you who controls, who overrules. When you take a decision that is contrary to my will, I overrule. I am God. I'm the Lord. I'm the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. He said, open your mouth wide. That's to say, ask what you will. Be audacious. Be bold. Just ask according to my will. Ask anything. And I will fill it. And if you now go back to John 16, verse 24, one of the things that makes your joy to be full is when you pray and God answers. You pray. Ooh. Has it happened to you before that you didn't even have the luxury of saying it out? In your heart, you're saying something. And then before you say, Jack, the thing shows up. I want the keyboard for my son. I have a little boy. The mother abandoned her when we were concluding the Holy Ghost Convention, so we adopted him. We called him Covenant. What a name. And I love him to bits. He's very nice. And then he said, Daddy, yes, get me drum. I want to beat drum that they beat in church. Just 5 years old. I said, don't deal. You got it. And I said, and keyboard too. I'll get you keyboard. I said, Daddy, thank you. I was thinking, who will I call? And all that. That you can't believe it. I just said, Lord, this boy needs a drum. He needs keyboard. Send my son. Who will get it for me? And I had in mind my director of music. Maybe he's listening to me now. I finished saying that. I didn't pray it out. And Yomi called me. Daddy, I'd like to see you today. Yomi is the one I just said to myself. I said, are you coming to Cornerstone to see me? He said, wherever you are. I said, when you are coming, make sure you bring a keyboard and set up drum for Covenant. I said, Daddy, don't deal if it is Covenant. The same day the boy asked me, I asked my father. And he did it same day. In the next 2 weeks, Covenant has no other job. He will go from drum to keyboard. When he calls from school, he will rush, remove the clothes, munch something, and then work begin. Mommy had to say, go do your assignment. The excitement of receiving something from his father. And God said, be audacious. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Ask and your joy will be full. Somebody's joy will be full tonight. Who is that person? Somebody's prayer shall be answered tonight. If you're the one, come and shout hallelujah. Your joy is full when your long-awaited expectations manifest. You have been praying over something. All of us. You want something, you expected something, it hasn't happened. That happens to even the greatest man of faith, man of greatest faith. He does. We waited for the license of our university for 11 years. Everything NUC said we should do, we did. We packaged the academic brief, packaged university law, packaged the physical master plan, all of that, sent to NUC. They came first time, came second time. We did everything. Built infrastructure. Built up money. They asked for 250 million bank guarantee. We did it. They were asking for everything. 11 years. We were almost getting weary. Because hope defied makes the heart to be weary. And I said, Father, I didn't just want to praise the universe because some people are doing it. I remember the place where I went, where I was doing my prayer work, and the scripture you used to speak to me. And I've been waiting for it. You got to do something. Prayed. Came to Lagos for a meeting. I was driving down back to Ibadan on the expressway, about 40 minutes to Ibadan. And somebody called me. He said, Daddy, congratulations. The license for university has been announced by the federal government. I said, come on now. Don't play games with me. You see, when the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion was an agenda dream. Sometimes some things happen to you, you say, can it be true? Surprises. Some things happen to you, you say, ha. Somebody say, ha. Because you are going home with a ha tonight. You didn't hear that. I said, okay. So I called on my daughters, Nabuja CJ's son. I called her. I said, hello, my daughter. Hello. Check for me. Is it true that federal government has approved the license of our university? He said, Daddy, give me 5 minutes. I come back. I said it was at the Federal Executive Council meeting today, presided over by our friend, the Vice President. There, they announced the formation of our university and 5 others. You know, when you are blessed, you infest some other people. You affect someone. You spread it. Huh? He said he's in Punch Online. I was on the express. It was like I was flying. Butterfly in my stomach. In the next 15 minutes, I began to receive calls from every part of Nigeria. From Canada, from UK, from US. Congratulations, congratulations. When I got to our headquarters in Ibadan, they have mobilized drum to receive me at the entrance. That's it. When we had service the following day, I said, in the next 11 days, nobody prays for anything. Just give thanks to God. We waited for 11 years. Let's give him a day of praise and thanksgiving for each year we waited. And we just celebrated. Because how long a waited dream came to pass. Look at Genesis chapter 21 and in verse 8. Okay, we can even read from verse 6, please. Abraham had waited for a child. They called him names. Dry tree. They mocked him. And then God did it. Okay, go to verse 1, please. Let me pick something there. Verse 1, God did. And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah, as he had spoken. God did it. Now go to verse 5. Verse 5. You know, and Sarah was... No. Okay, go forward. Verse 6, please. Help me. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh. So God makes people to laugh. Hello? I'm explaining the word of God. God makes people to laugh. Tonight, God will make you to laugh. God has made you to laugh. So shall all that hear laugh with me. Verse 7. Look at it. She said, who will have said unto Abraham that Sarah will have given children suck? Even I myself, when the angel announced it, I laughed. Because it's laughable that a woman that is 90 years old and has stopped seeing her period, we have a child. And then look at what happened, verse 8, beautiful scripture. It says, and the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. Somebody here, get ready for a great feast. A great feast. A great feast. Because you will rejoice. Who am I talking about? If you don't come and shout hallelujah. But what you have been praying for, what you have been fasting for, what you have been binding, losing for, what you have been anointed for, what you are, they have laid hands on you for, you have put money on the altar of God, you are so sick. Tonight, you are taking it home. I speak as the servant of the Most High God, your long-awaited dream is delivered to you. You will rejoice. You will celebrate. In the name of Jesus. And then let me go to Psalm 126. I alluded to it when I was talking here. Now, Psalm 126, verse 1. When God turns your captivity, oh, there is joy. Maybe it may be sickness in your body. And medical experts have told you, those who know about this thing, they're sorry, you can't be healed. You can only manage it for the rest of your life. These are the prescribed drugs that you will use. And they are talking factually, because they are talking what they knew, what they know. But then God moved. And that physical captivity, it turns it. Maybe financial captivity. Debt has piled up. And you don't know what to do. You're expecting help, and the help didn't come. Rather, money coming in, it was debt piling up. Maybe another captivity. Something you have not been able to deal with by yourself. And then God's at a meeting like this. God just shows up. He says, it's your turn. You have been waiting at the pool of Bethesda for so long. Take your bed and get up. And he began to tell story. Hey, you see, I have no man. How will you have any man? You have been waiting for so long. People associate with success. Failure has no relative. Everybody deserted him. I have no man. When the angel comes and stirs the water, before I enter, another one got there before me. He said, the one standing before you, I need no man to do what I want to do. I need no angel. I need no water. I put those arrangements in place for your convenience. I am that I am. Stand up and walk. The captivity was turned by the anointing of the Holy Spirit from heaven. Every captivity in this house today, whether physical, whether mental, whether emotional, whether spiritual, whether family, whether financial, the captivity is torn. Captivity torn. Captivity torn. Captivity torn. In the name of Jesus. Somebody here, you're listening to me, you've been suffering from what they call bipolar disorder. It's actually a decent name for insanity. Your medication. When the drug, you use the medicine, the thing goes down. When the drug wears out, it comes again, and you've been going the yo-yo, 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 up today and down tomorrow by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It is written in the world, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken from off your shoulders and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. That yoke of insanity is destroyed.
you are free. You are loose. You will never have it again. In the name of Jesus.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, go back to Psalm 126, we were again that dream. Ah. Verse 2. He said, Then was our mouth filled with laughter. Please, every point at your neighbor, say, get ready to laugh. The Lord is filling your mouth with laughter. He said, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Turn to your neighbor, say, get ready to sing. The Lord is filling your mouth with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. That's how scripture is loaded. Fully loaded scripture. So God does great things for people. He does something for you, say, ah, this is amazing. Ah. Tonight, God will do great things for you. I stand on this sacred altar and I testify about this God that He does great things for people. The one who sits on the throne, the King of the universe, does great things for people. Right now, receive great things. Great breakthroughs. Great victories. Great favor. Great favor. Great open doors. Wait a minute. Somebody here, you bidded for a contract. Pray that keep of mind. Give me ministry. You bidded for a multi-billion contract. I don't know you. If that one contract breaks through, goes through, your life changes permanently financially. I stand on the sacred altar of God. Those who are competing with you have been packed aside. You receive it. You will laugh. You will sing. You will dance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand to your heaven. Say, Father, I receive great things from you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, amen. And then when God does great things for you, you become a testimony. It's not just that you have a testimony. You become a testimony. We are taught that Sarah will never get married. She didn't get married in her 20s. She didn't get married in her 30s. You're not telling me you get married. It's over. And all of a sudden, not only did Sarah get married, got married, the belly began to grow in her 40s. And then they began to whisper and gossip. That church is going. God has done something for. That shall be your testimony. Those who once mocked you will celebrate you. Those who once derided you that you don't know more than going to church, we will see. They will see your glory. They will see your breakthrough. They will see your joy. In the day of your joy, they will dance with him. If that is you, shout hallelujah. When the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. We're glad. We're full of joy because God has done great things for us. I want you to lift your right hand to God. And I want you to personalize it. Pray, say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
do something great for me tonight that will make me become a testimony before the world, and all the glory shall return to you. Somebody say amen. You will testify of great things. You will testify in the name of Jesus. I was preaching for a man of God in Warri many years ago. He put me in a very nice hotel. So in the morning, I went for a prayer walk. I know I love to do. I enjoy it. Just nobody disturbed me. I just pray. And then there's the physical dimension of it. Physical exercises profits a little. So I want that little to add to me. I want to be like Nathaniel Bassey. Fit and trim and like that. That's why I'm associating with them. You know. So I was returning to my hotel room. And I met a gentleman. I was still praying in the spirit. I entered the hotel, got to the fourth floor of the hotel, and then the corridor. You know, typical hotel. Row of room here, row of room there. I was going to my room. Makarabaka bakaba sandra makabakai. And then the man met me. I think he tried to greet me, but I wasn't. He said, "Salute no man." I wasn't saluting anybody. Makura makapokata ikara. And passed. And the Holy Spirit said, "That's the next executive president, Delta State." I stopped. I'm used to him saying that now. I can tell you testimony, but some are not for open sharing. I turned to look at him. He was almost exiting the walkway. I said, "Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Can I speak with you?" And he turned back. I met him. And I introduced myself. I said, "I'm Francis Olivier." "Oh, sir. I thought about you." I said, "Excuse me. The Lord has been to tell you, you are the next executive governor, Delta State." He said, "Me?" I said, "Sure." He said, "I come from a minority tribe. I understand the politics of Delta State." I said, "I don't understand the politics of Delta State, but I understand the voice of God." And God is not constrained to save by many or by few. You are the next governor. Congratulations. I left. The man became governor. And then the gang go up to say, he won't do second time. God knocked on the door. The man ruled Delta State for 8 solid years. I won't mention his name. I hadn't met him ever before. Just returning from prayer work. And the word of the Lord came. And tonight, your word has come. You will testify. Your joy shall be full. Your captivity is torn. Your captivity is torn. Let me look at your neighbor, point you and say, "Your captivity is torn." Torn. Torn. Somebody is telling your captivity is torn. Torn, torn, torn. Okay? Now say it about yourself. Say, "My captivity is torn in the name of Jesus." Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Now, let me begin to wind it up. It's not how much I preach, but you see, Christianity is an experiential faith. The word of God, God wants his word to be experienced. When his word is spoken, it happens. When we speak eternal life, people receive eternal life. It happens. When we speak healing, people get healed. We speak prosperity. The word of God is meant to happen. He sent his word and he healed them. Whatever it is that God wants to do, he doesn't leave his throne to come down. No. He sends his word. And wherever the word is received, there is no power in hell that can stop it
from coming to pass. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Heaven and earth can pass away, not a jot, or my word will pass away fulfilled. The word of the Lord will happen in your life tonight. In the name of Jesus. You experience great joy when you lead people to Christ. I'd like you to listen to this. There is nothing that gives joy like the salvation of souls. Joy in every dimension. When you preach the gospel and people get born again, that person that gets saved, according to 1 Peter 1:8, experiences joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy that is way beyond this world. If you have been genuinely born again, raise your hand. Let me see your hand. If you have been genuinely born again, shout hallelujah. If you experience the joy of salvation, let me see your hand. You got born again and you are, hey, you see now. If you have experienced the joy of salvation, come and give the Lord a shout of joy. I grew up in a religious home, in an Anglican home. My father was a lay reader. I was in the choir in the church. I would ring the bell twice. We were very religious. I wasn't born again. There's a world of difference between religion and salvation. Just like standing in the garage does not make you a car. So going to church does not make you a born again believer. You must be born again. The day I gave my life to Christ, my world changed. The flowers became more colorful. I went to bed, I was drunk with joy. I experienced the joy of salvation, indescribable. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. So the person that you led to Christ experiences joy. Someone say joy. Heaven experiences joy. There's great joy in heaven over one sinner that repents than 100 that need to repent. Someone say joy. The earth, the city where the converts got born again, experiences joy. When Philip went to Samaria to preach, according to Acts 8:8, there was great joy in the city. And then you that led that person to Christ, according to Philippians 4:1, you experience joy, the joy of harvest. Look at joy in every direction. The converts, joy. Heaven, joy. The city, joy. You, joy. Nothing multiplies joy like getting people born again, getting people saved. I want you to take the preaching of the gospel more seriously. Your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, your business partners, people in the marketplace, people who supply you stuff, who brought your groceries, those who supply your newspapers in the office, your junior, right? Your mates, colleagues, right? Your bosses. Give them the joyful sound. Blessed are those that hear the joyful sound. The joyful sound is the sound of the gospel. Nothing gives joy like the gospel. Let's get people saved. Let's multiply joy all over the earth. I'm closing. And I'll close with the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. John 16:24. You have not asked me anything. Oh, you thought you have prayed. You haven't. One man of God said, no man has been able to prove the full ability of prayer except Jesus. No man has been able to prove the limit of what prayer can do. Prayer is as potent as God. It's only what God cannot do that prayer cannot do. And Jesus said, you want your joy to be full? You haven't asked anything in my name. My storehouse is full. I want to bless you blue, black. I want to bless you all over again. I want to bless you and bless you and bless you that you won't know what to do with yourself. I want to bless you and bless you. You will dance like you are crazy. I want to bless you and bless you. You will roll on the floor. I want to bless you and bless you. You become something else. Just ask. Be bold. Be audacious. You shall receive. Can anything be more positive? And your joy will be full. Let's rise on our feet. I want you to put that scripture to test. I want you to give thanks to God. Can you wave your hand and give Him thanks? The God who answers prayers. The God who cares about our joy. The God who wants our joy to be full. The God who removes sorrows. The God who removes heaviness. The God who removes depression. The God who turns captivity. The God who brings to pass long expected, long awaited dreams. The King of glory. The Lord of heaven. I give you thanks. As you were, so you are today. The same yesterday and today and forever. I give you thanks. Now, can you ask Him what you want? What is a great thing you want the Lord to do for you? Specify. This year 2022, I want to be happily, joyfully married to the wife that you are choosing for me. To the husband you are choosing for me. This year 2022, I want the reproach of barrenness to be taken out of my life. Lord, the enemy had brought my business down. I need your help. That you raise a destiny helper who injects heavy capital to revitalize my business. Ask for something. Something from the Lord. I need a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. I want my prayer life to be ignited again. I want my passion for soul winning to be ignited again. Oh God, I want you to take this sickness out of my body. You are the great physician. Do something great in my life tonight according to your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Begin to bring your prayers close. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Today. Do something new.
Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life.
Sing it in.
Do something new. Do something new in my life.
Something great.
Something great in my life.
Something new.
Something new in my life. Today.
Do it today. Lift up to answer the Lord. Whatever great thing you have requested from the Lord is delivered to you. Receive it. Receive it. Like a dream, your captivity is torn. You have been going through a season of weeping. The word of the covenant says, weeping may endure for the night. Joy comes in the morning. I set a trumpet in my mouth and I declare your morning of joy has come. You are going home with miracles, with signs, with wonders, with healing,
We break through. We great things. We great things. We great things. You will laugh. You will sing. You will throw a great party. You will celebrate. Do something great in my life.
Something great in my life. Something great in my life.
Blow the trumpet in celebration of what the God has done. I want to pray for you a special prayer. God wants to forgive your sins. God wants to give you eternal life. God wants to make you his bona fide child. God wants to take you to heaven at an appropriate time. He doesn't want you to be lost. He doesn't want you to go to hell. God wants to deliver you from all the works of the devil and give you total victory. So if you want to be born again today, you want your sins forgiven you, you want to make it to heaven, you want to become a child of God, you want to be free from all the works of the devil, raise your hand wherever you are. I'm going to pray for you. Your life will change. And you will never be the same again. God bless you. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. I want to be saved. I want my sins forgiven me. God bless you. I want to receive eternal life. Raise it. Raise it. I want to make it to heaven. I don't want to be lost. God bless you. I see the hand. I see the hand. I see you. Raise your hand. Young, old, male, female, whosoever you are. I want my sins forgiven me. I want to receive eternal life. I want God to do a great thing in my life today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All of you that raise your hands, take your Bibles, take your bags, take your iPads, your phone, whatever you brought to church, take them. And come in front here. Let's sing that song again. You just come, and I'm going to pray for you.
Something new in my life.
Come on, come on, come on, come on over here.
Do something great.
Do something great.
Come in now.
I got something new.
Some of you may be outside. You may be at the foyer. Wherever you are, you want Jesus to forgive your sins. You want to become a true child of God. You want to make it to heaven. You want your joy to be full. You want to be free from sorrow, from sadness, from depression, from heaviness. You want joy unspeakable and full of glory. Male or female, wherever you are, just come. Great or small, just come. Educated or otherwise, just come. Rich or poor, just from outside, from the foyer, anywhere. We sing that song two more times, huh? And then you join us. Come on, come on, come on. I'm waiting for you here.
Something new in my life
today.
I'm waiting for you. Come quickly. 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 Quickly.
Something you only can.
God bless you. Anybody see coming? One more time.
You can do all things. You can.
I'm waiting. God bless you. I'm still waiting for you. Come, come, come. Come on, come on, come on. I'm waiting for one more person. One more person. Come on, come on. All of you, lay your hands on your hearts like this. Pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight. Come into my heart. Forgive all my sins. Give me eternal life. Today, give my life to you. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. From today, Jesus is my Lord. Amen. Receive mercy in Jesus' name. Receive forgiveness in Jesus' name. Receive eternal life in Jesus' name. You will never go to hell. You will never perish. The Spirit of the living God to rest upon you, making you to become a child of God. You will become pillars in the house of God. It is well with you. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Uh-huh. 1 minute. 1 minute. Hold it up. Look at that banner. Look at the gentleman holding it up. I'd like you to follow him. Follow him. Okay, we can clap now. We can clap. Let's clap. There's joy in heaven over one sinner.
Something new. Something new. Something new.
Oh, praise the Lord. Before I take my leave, I want to thank Pastor Shalan. Thank you. God bless you. Please. Pastor Abigail. Thank you. God bless you. Last year when I came, Pastor Pojoyemade introduced my book, Alone with God. I called for copies from him, but I think they delayed in coming or something. I've instructed them to bring plenty of the book and others. So you can go and get them. That book will bring a prayer revolution into your life. I assure you that. And you can see some other ones there. You go pick it. I wish you a very great conference. From glory to glory. From joy to joy. From great things to great things. To great things to great things. From fullness of joy to greater fullness of joy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand, please. Thank you.